Zogt die Gemara, daf yud ches amud beis, the fourth line. Vayiviyel el ha'odom. The Gemara in Amud Aleph had a machlokes. If Chava was created as a parts of ponim in the back of Adam Rishon's face, or it was a zonov, it was a tail, and from there the Eibusher removed her and created the Chava. But the Gemara continues, Vayiviyel el ha'odom. He brought Chava to Adam. Melamet she'osa kosh bocha shushbin is la'odom. The Eibusher became a shushbiner. So Rashi nishtadlo b'chituno l'samchoi u'l'asik b'tzorkes u'l'schupa. He busied himself like a shushbiner to arrange the chasana. So he was a shushbiner. The Eibusher was a shushbiner for Adam Rishon. Mikana godl, from here we can derive that a godl, even someone great, she'as a shushbiner is l'kotun, it's not below his dignity to be a shushbiner for a kotun. Val yera loy, it's not going to be bad, it's not going to be harmful, it's a good thing. Zok the Gemara now back to the machlokes that we had on Amud Aleph ulamando ma partsuf. If it was a partsuf, so the face of Chava was behind Adam. So which direction did they walk? Hey minayu sagi bereisha, before the Eibusha split them. So which direction? Where did they walk? You can't walk both directions. Chava was facing one way. Adam was facing the other way. It was the back of Adam's head was Chava's face. So hey minayu sagi bereisha, which direction did they walk? Now the Goyin in Imre Noyim in Brochus, Daf Samach Aleph explains, what's the tzad that they walked in the direction of Chava? Why would she be the one going first? So he says, because the Isha represents Inyoni Olam Hazeh. And you follow the woman when it comes to Inyoni Olam Hazeh. The Isha represents Inyoni Olam Haba. And that's what you have to follow him for. So the question is, which one is the Iker? Meaning, Avadah Olam Haba is the Iker. But in this world, Avada the Tachlis is Olam Haba. But which direction, how did they walk? Did they walk facing the Ish because of his Ika is Sukoi is Olam Haba, and that's what is what's followed? Or in this world you have that the Isha walks and then you follow the Isha Chava because in Yoni Olam has it. That's how the Gemara explains the two Tzadim at least. But the Gemara has a suffix, Hemina Isaki Bereisha, it has to be one or the other. Enter the Gemara, Omer Abnachem Bayitzrok, Mistavre de Zocha Sagi Bereisha. It's Mistavre that Adam is the one that walked in the front. The Tanya, state in the Breisa, Lo Yahalach Adam Achare Isha, a person is not allowed to walk behind a woman, Bederech on the road, Vafilo Ishtoi, even if it's his wife. And Rashi says, by Ishtoi, it's because, not because of the Issa Shaboy, but rather it's a Gnai. It's a Gnai, it doesn't pass that he walks behind his wife. By another woman, by an Ashes Ish, by another woman, so that it's an Issa. Like it's brought the Paschal in Shulchan Aruch and Simchof Aleph. You're not allowed to walk behind an Isha. And the Behetiv says it means B'tuch Dal Aramis. B'tuch Dal Aramis, that's called Achari Isha. If it's further than that, that's not called Achari Isha. But by Ishtoi, it's not because of the Issa Shaboy, it's because of the Gnai. That's what Rashi learns. Others seem to imply that they argue on this Yisoid, and it seems from the Rambam, the Radvaz wants to bring, that he would hold that by Ishtoi there's also some type of Issa. Yochel Lovely De Issa, or the Maris Ayin Shaboy, but there's also an Issa involved by Isha. Zok the Gemara Vaitin is Damna La Gesher. If you're in a situation where the Isha is in front of you on a bridge, now Rashi in Brochus says that Nizdamna La Gesher is talking about Eishes Ish. So the Mashav there says that it's very geshmak Rashi Lishitosei, because by Ishtoi we said it's only a Gnai, it's not an Issa. So Ala Gesher, we're not matriach you to go, like the Gemara is going to say now, Yisakan al Tzdodim. It's a tircha to go around her and take her over. On a bridge, by Ishtoi, since it's not an Issa, according to Rashi, it's only Gnai, so Ala Gesher, we're not matriach you, and you can continue because this is the situation you're in. Masha Enkein, if it's Eishes Ish Ala Gesher, so that's Meduktuk, Nizdam Ala Gesher, by an Eishes Ish, Yisakan al Tzdodim. According to the other, we showing him that the first Gemara, even Ishtoi is an Issa, so then this Gemara is not Muchach to say that it's talking about Eishes Ish. But Rashi, Lishitosoi, that the Mashor explains in Brochus Samach Aleph, that Rashi Shtosoi, then his Damna Legesh, his Sekan Letzodim, is Davka Be'eshes Ish. Because by Ishtoi, we're talking about Triach, his Sekan Letzodim, because it's only a Gnai, it's not an Issa. Zog Gemara Vaita, V'chola Oiva Achere Isha. And someone who walks behind an Isha, Benohar, this is talking about in a Nohar, Zog Rashi, the Medayu Lamona, she has to lift her clothing, Umistak B'psor, and you're looking, you're gazing at her Basar, Ube'eshes Ishka Omar, so by an Eishes Ish, you're gazing. So then, ein lechelik l'olam haba. Then you lose your chelik l'olam haba. And Tosfos in Brochus says over there, we're talking about that you're rogel b'kach. If you're rogel b'kach, sofi lovely de niuf. So mele, that's why it's ein lechelik l'olam haba. There are others that learn this Gemara, and they explain, because since we're talking about in a Nora over here, Choloeva Achere Isha Benora, Nora is a Mokum Sakona. So it's a Mokum Kitrug. So by a Mokum Kitrug, a Mokum Sakona, you're placing yourself in danger by doing this Aver in a Mokum Sakona. So you'll drown. So it's considered like you put yourself in that situation. And that's it. The Ben Yoyod has another pshat. He explains, he says, since Olam Haba is Ein Le'achil V'Shtiyah, it's only Nenem Ziv Hashchino, you stare and you gaze at Ziv Hashchino, you have Nenem from that, been learning. So somebody uses eyesight for the wrong thing, he's not going to be Nenem B'Riyosah B'Olam Haba. So Mele Ein Le'chelik Olam Haba in this mile of the Riyah. La'aloch V'Taka Paskin in Simchof Aleph Osel Halach Acha Isha, and the gather is B'Toch Dalal Amis, and if a person is in such a situation, he has to go around her, he has to Rotz L'Foneh to go around her, Mesalkal Etzodim. And if he can't be Mesalkal Etzodim, he has to wait till she passes by and time elapses, it's not B'Toch Dalal Amis. And if he can't wait and he can't be Mesalkal Etzodim, so the Radva says, if he's Holich Dvar Mitzvah, then he can walk by quickly by gazing down and not looking at her. Zok Matan Rabbanon. If someone hands money directly to a woman from his hand to hers, or from her hands to his, he does it in order to gaze at her, even if he's as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not going to be absolved, he's even as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll still be punished if he was oiv on this. Yad li yad lo yinakira. Lo yinakim midin shal gehenem yad li yad, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu that received the Torah from Har Sinai from the Eibishter directly yad li yad, and also someone who is meratz Mois and he gazes at the isha, so lo yinakim midin shal gehenem, even if he's as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Zok the Gemara, Omrav Nachman Menoyach Amoretz Hoyo. Menoyach, the father of Shimshon Agiba, was an Amoretz. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk vayokom vayelech Menoyach achi ishtoi, he went after his wife, he's not allowed to, so he's an Amoretz. Like we said, it's a gnai, even by Ishtoi. Maskev Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Alamiyat, if that's the case, Kabel Elkono, the father of Shmuel, the Chsiv, Vayelech Elkono Ache Ishtoi, it says he went after his wife. Hochanami, you're going to say that he was Amoretz? Vigabe Elisha, Elisha Anovi, the Chsiv, Vayokom Vayelech Acheo, Hochanami, you're going to say he was an Amoretz? It doesn't mean that. Elo Ache Dvoreo Vatsoso. When it says Vayelech Acheo, it doesn't mean he followed her physically, he followed her advice. He heeded her advice. So Melo, you can say the same thing by Menoyach. So Chanami Achid Dvorei Vatzosa. There's no riot that he was an Am Oretz and he went behind Ishtoi. Maybe it just means Achid Dvorei Vatzosa. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Ashi Lamai the Omer Rav Nachman. According to what Rav Nachman said originally, then Menoyach was an Am Oretz and he went after Ishtoi. So Am Oretz Oyo. So Afilu Be Rav Nami Loikora. He didn't even read a pasuk that children cheder know. Dichsev, because it says by Eliezer and Rivka. Vatokom Rivka Vanagoseo. They went on the camels. They went behind Eliezer. He's not in front of him, so he shouldn't be behind them. So we see that if he was Nama Oretz, and it literally means that he went Achir Ishtoi, then he didn't even know a pasuk that kids know in Ba'abe Rav. Zok the Gemara, Om Reb Yoichna Achir Ari. It's better to walk behind a lion. And the Rishonim in Brochas explained, the Rivon, that by a lion, even if he devours you and he kills you, you lose this world, Olam Hazeh, but doesn't mean you lose your chelik in Olam Haba. Ma'asheken in Isha, if it comes the day niuf, so then you lose your chelik in Olam Haba too. So it's Achi Ari is better, v'lo Achi Isha. And likewise, Achi Isha, it's better to walk behind an Isha, v'lo Achi Avadis Kachovim. Because in Isha, maybe she won't be maskim. Ma'asheken Avadis Kachovim is more dangerous, says the Rivon in Brachas. So that's why Achi Isha, v'lo Achi Avadis Kachovim if you have a choice. And Zok the Gemara continues, the Gemara, Achi Avadis Kachovim, v'lo Achi Avadis Kachnesses, b'shoshim ispalim. It's better to walk behind Avadis Zoga, because that doesn't mean you're for sure koifa in the Eibishter. V'lo'achir beisa knesses b'shoshim ispalim. If you're walking behind the shul while they're davening, you're showing you're being excluding yourself. You're koifa in who they're davening to. So that's even worse than avodah zarah. So that's why it's better to walk achir avodah zarah v'lo'achir beisa knesses b'shoshim ispalim. Now the Gemara in Brocha says that it means that if it's muchach that you already davened and you're running somewhere else, so you have something in your hand, you have tefillin in your hand or things like that, then it's not being koifa in lemisha atzimah mispalim boy. Now the Gillian over here on the side says when the Gemara brought the pasuk by Elkanah, the chesiv ayelech Elkanah achay yishtoy. So the Gemara is hamin that it meant mamish, and the Gemara said it means achat tzosa. So this Gillian brings a Tosfos in Brachas, Samachalev says that there is no such pasuk. There's no pasuk of Shibushu. She'ain pasuk zebuchal mikra. You're not goresit. He sings a mashal is goresit, and he says it's referring to a pasuk by Pilagish Begiva. But upon him, there is no pasuk of Ayelech Okona Cheishtoi. Zok the Gemara. Ve'omar Reb Yirmi ben Elozo, Kolois Nashon Mishayo Adam Rishon Benidui, after Adam Rishon was punished, and he was Benidui, after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hoylid Ruchin V'Sheidin V'Lilin. He was moiled all types of spirits and shadim and lilin and ruchin. And the Gemara's Hamini right now is that it was born through Chava. Shenem Ashtet in Posik, Vayechi Odom Shleshmu Ma'ashono, he lived 130 years, Vayoilid Bidmusay Ketzalmoy. After 130 years, that's when he had his child. His child, the Bidmusay Ketzalmoy, is only after 130 years. Is Michlal Dadi, up until then, Lav Ketzalmoy Oilid. Then those who were born before that were not Ketzalmoy. They were Shaden, they were Lilim Taka. How could that be? Meisvei. He was a great chosid, since he saw he was the cause that Misa came to the world. Humanity was punished with death. So Yosha Betain is Meir Shana, he was fasted 130 years, Upirish Minaisha, and he was punished Minaisha, Meir Shana. So how did he have children? How did he have these Shadin Vililin if it was Pirish Minaisha in those 130 years? And he had leaps of Tainim that covered himself. Maybe Shlosh Mishon for 130 years. So we see Al Kaponim that he had no relation, but always Chava. And for the Gemara Kikam Rinahu, B'Shichva Zera D'Chozel Oinsei, the Shaden Lilin were born from Shichva Zera D'Chozel Oinsei through Oines, but not Enchami was Pirish Meishtoi. Zogma Vom Abiyam and Loza Mitzah Shvach Shalom Oimel Befonov. You only say Mitzahs of the Shvach of a person in front of him. V'Kuloi Shalom Befonov. You don't say Kuloi, not to be Chanfe, not to be Oivan Chanifa. Mitzah Shvach Befonov, where do we know this from? The Chsiv, Ki Oizcho Risa Tzadik Lefonai. David Shalom Noyach, I see you a Tzadik Lefonai that was talking to him. You are a Tzadik. He complimented him tzaddik. That was mitzas. Why is that mitzas? Ki oiz riyu tzak lefonav b'der hazeh. Kula shalei b'fonav. How do we know that you say kula shalei b'fonav? Dichsiv, the Emesha spoke about Noach shalei b'fonav. He said, Noach ish tzaddik tomim oi b'der hazeh. He added on the word tomim. So b'fonav, he said, mitzas shvachoi, oiz riyu tzaddik lefonai. And shalei b'fonav, he said kuloi, which is Noach ish tzaddik tomim oi b'der hazeh. So this is a klal that everyone knows, mitzas shvachoi b'fonav. The second part of Kula Shaloi Befonov, we can't forget to remember to say Kula Shaloi Befonov, to fagin, to be happy for someone else, then you should continue saying an abundance of praises, Kula Shaloi Befonov. Zogmavam Ebyim Ben Loza Marichsiv, Vini Alezai Storv Befio. The Yoina that Noach sent out came back with a leaf of a Zayas tree. I'd rather have my food be bitter like a zayas. And Tosafot points out the tree of the zayas tree is bitter. The zayas itself is not bitter, but the ilon shel zayas is mar. So I'd rather have mezoinis that are meroirin, meaning the bark that he came back with or the leaf, but it should be given directly through you because the Eibishter gave me this zayas. So, avaliyu mesukin kedvash, rather I have directly being inspired from the Eibishter, and even if it's bitter, avaliyu mesukin kedvash, sweet as honey, v'tluim be the boss of Adam, and be dependent on boss of Adam, be dependent on boss of Adam, meaning on Noach in the Teva. I'd rather be fed directly mizanoisa meroirin through the Eibishter than through boss of Adam, even if it's mesukin. And Rabban al Torah brings a rai and he proves this point, because be'etzim the zayis is a low tree. It's lower than other trees. Why did the bird, the yoina, come back dafka with a zayas leaf? So we see that she brought it back dafka to prove this point. That I rather am a zoynoisai, I the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even merurin, even bitter. And that's why he brought the zayas, because that wasn't the highest tree. So that's a raya that it's to tell me this din. To be fed out there, the Eibishter, even merurin, is better than the boss of Adam if it's mesukin. So we see that the lashon of hatrifeni lechem chuki, that the Eibishter is feeding me lechem chuki. See, teref is the lashon of mozoin. So meila vihine ola zayis teref befi, ale zayis teref befiyo, is referring to the mezoinus of the ale zayis that's coming directly from the Eibishter. Like it says in the pasuk, uksiv osam by in mishle, it says hatrifeni lechem chuki, that the Eibishter feeds us that which I need, that which we need. Zok the gemara v'omre b'yirm yeben elozo. Call Bayish and Ishmoim by Divitir Belailo. Any home that Torah is heard and emanates from this home at night, Shuvein and Nechav, it will not be destroyed. Shenemar, Veloy Oma Aye Eloika, Oisi, Oise, Noisen, Zmiros Belailo. You're not going to say, where's Alekai? Because Oise, Noisen, Zmiros Belailo. Zmiros means Torah, Belailo. Because if it's learned at night, then it's protected. Vom Reb Yim Ben Alozam, Yom Shechol Beis HaMikdosh, Dai Lo Olam Shishtamish Mishtei Oisios. Meaning, Kolzman was a Beis HaMikdosh, so the Kahanim used the Shema Mefoyrosh, which is Dalet Oisius, Yud Kei Vov Kei. That's when the Beis HaMikdosh was Kayim. But Miyoyim Shechol Beis HaMikdosh, Dayel Oilem Sheishtamash B'Shtei Oisius, we only use two letters, Yud Kei, Ko. Shenemar. Kol haneshama tahal ko haleluko. So it's Yutke, not Yutke Vovke. And the Maral explains that when the world is complete, meaning when Mashiach comes, and when we have the Beis Hamikdash again, then there will be an oilo mole, then the shame will be mole again. The Mashal says, Ein ben David bo, achi chal kol neshama shebeguf. And Zog the Mashal, k'she kol hazara shel ha-molek, only when Amalek is destroyed, then Kiso will be Sholem. Then the Kiyola Kays Ka, it will be Sholem when? By Mechias Amalek. Kiyola Kays Ka, Milchom al Hashem Bamalek. So until Mechias Amalek, it's Yod al Kays Ka, it's Yud K. But when it will be destroyed, then Taka will be Sholem, then it will Taka be Hashem will be Sholem. As I said to Mashallah. So currently it's called Aneshom et Halal Ka, Halaluka. Zogma Vom Reb Yimer Ben Elozo. Niskal lo Bovel, when Bovel was destroyed, Niskalu Shchenel, the neighboring countries were also destroyed. Niskalu Shoimron, Nisboch Shchenel. When Shoimron was destroyed, so then Nisboch Shchenel, the neighboring cities were blessed. And the Gemara explained, Niskalu Bovel, Niskalu Shchenel, because it says when Bovel was destroyed, Visam Tio Lemboirish Kiput Vagme Mayim. And Rashi says that it's referring to that Chayis and Roy's Mezikas. There were, Chais, Rois were roaming around. It was desolate. And wild beasts and animals roaming. So the neighboring cities will also be ruined because of that. If you have wild beasts roaming in one city, the neighboring city is also doomed. So Rashi is Mazikas, Mekoymes, Asmuchas. Why? Because Oyle Rosh, Oyle Shcheinoi. That's what took place in Bovel. Masha'enkein, Niskala Shoimron. When Shoimron was destroyed, so Yehuda was the neighboring, Malchei Yehuda and Malchei Yisrael was in Shoimron and in Yehuda, so Niskala Shoimron, when Shoimron was destroyed, so Nisboch Shcheneo. So then Yehuda was taka blessed. Tichsiv, Vesamti Shoimron la'aya sodeh, Lemiti Kerem. The Gemara Dav Yitesom and Alev Zagdrashi, Lemiti Kerem, V'yehenu Shcheneo, V'shvachlo, Shenizkez L'toivo. Meaning, true, Shoimron was destroyed, and it's desolate, but it's two types of desolate. You can be desolate and wild beasts roaming around, and that took place in Bovel, and then it's Taka Oil Rosh Oil Shcheneo. But it can be desolate, but there's vines and vineyards growing. So that's the Mite Kerem. So then the Shcheneo and Nisborech, even though it's Taka destruction and it's desolate, which is not good, they'd rather be inhabited, Eitzol, with Shoimron too, but the destruction was, at the end of the day, also a bracha for them, because it was Mite Kerem versus wild beasts roaming around. We'll stop over here at the top of Yud Tes Amud Aleph.